Lebanon's parliamentary majority leader, Saad Hariri, said he has evidence that a senior Syrian official has been plotting to assassinate him and Lebanon's prime minister, Fuad Sinoura. Hariri was in Cairo and responded to a reporter who asked whether Syrian military intelligence chief Asif Shawkat was behind the alleged plot. He said, "We have information about this, and it is accurate." He said Lebanon's security services are following up on the intelligence about the alleged assassination plot, which he said also targeted Prime Minister Sinoura. Hariri said his talks in Cairo with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak centered on Lebanon's upcoming presidential election. Pro-Syrian President Emil Lahoud's term in office expires next month, but Lebanon's rival political factions have been deadlocked and unable to agree on a successor. Parliament is set to meet again on November 12th for a last attempt to reach a consensus. Hariri said he and President Mubarak agreed that no Arab state should interfere in Lebanon's political process, an implicit swipe at Syria. Saad Hariri heads the anti-Syrian bloc holding a slim majority of seats in parliament. A wave of assassinations of anti-Syrian politicians over the past 2 years has prompted many members of the ruling coalition to take extreme security measures to protect themselves. Some have left the country, while others stay in fortified compounds or hotels. Most of the cabinet members have spent the last year living in the Grand Sarai compound, which houses the prime minister's offices. Hariri's father, former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, was killed in a massive car bombing in Beirut in early 2005. An initial UN inquiry into that bombing implicated some senior Syrian officials, including Shawkat. In addition to heading Syria's military intelligence service, Shawkat is also the brother-in-law of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Saad Hariri and Prime Minister Sinoura have led the push to establish an international tribunal to try suspects in the killings. Damascus denies any involvement in the murders and has said it will not turn over its citizens for trial outside of Syria. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Cairo.